The Steve Gruber Show. American values with Midwestern common sense.
45 after on this Thursday. I'm kind of surprised that my next guest is here. Heck, I'm surprised I'm here. You know, we're both feverishly working on our resumes and mailing them to Fox News this morning, trying to get that coveted 8 o'clock time slot. Brian Crabtree on the line from our good friend from Georgia. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
How's your resume looking? Because, you know, you're going to look fine in replace of O'Reilly. You're going to look good, my friend.
Well, I have a little TV experience. You think they'll consider me for the position?
Well, you know, so do I. That's what I think. It's going to be you and I, a foot race to the finish line. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be good fun.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, if you're in radio and the media, you always have your resume ready.
Well, there's just a lot of truth to that, you know. But if you get the job, I'll play the role of McGurk. I'll do that, whatever it takes.
I'll have you on as a contributor, and I guarantee you there will be no proposition at a hotel.
Yes, I appreciate that. I greatly appreciate the heads up on that. All right. So I was asking folks the last couple of days, what is the state of the Democratic Party? Because for a couple of weeks here, first in Kansas, they're gonna pull off this miracle in Kansas. And, well, the Republicans barely won by 8 points, which is not barely won. And then, in Georgia 6, you know, they're gonna flip the 6th. And then, well, he barely lost. 2-point difference. And when in an 18-man race, that's not exactly close in my estimation. Tell me about the 6th, first of all, in Georgia. What do you think happens now? The upstart Democrat did pick up 48% of the vote. Handel picked up, 20%? But they're going to have a runoff here in 5 or 6 weeks. What's going on?
Well, first, I think the Democrats are acting in this race and that race in Kansas like the Atlanta Falcons fans did the day after the Super Bowl. Well, we almost won. Well, you know, you still lost. So yeah. you're still a loser. And so that's loser mentality, loser thing. As far as what happens here in Georgia, I think Karen Handel has the chops in politics here to win. I think the Democrats will come up with everything they can. And we won't be able to turn around without seeing and hearing an ad about everything Karen Handel ever thought about that was bad. But at the same time, I think the Republicans will be able to do that to John Ossoff. You've got some things going on here that if they bring it out, and I'm not trying to brag here, but it's kind of sad. I think I've been the only guy in the media in Atlanta, not just nationally, but in Atlanta, talking about the things that really matter. No one's brought up the fact that he's taken a lot of money from Al Jazeera, so he's got a big Middle Eastern connection. Heck, if we've got to worry about a Russian connection with our president, we certainly have to worry about an Al-Qaeda, Middle Eastern. I mean, I can conflate two, and I think that we should
have
to take to their own medicine.
Why on earth would Al Jazeera be contributing to John Ossoff's election efforts?
Well, because he's been taking money from Al Jazeera, the Qatar network there, for quite some time, and his film company. So no one's reporting on this in a way that I think the 6th District of Georgia will care. But it's an important fact. He's got ongoing business dealings with Al Jazeera as an investigative filmmaker. He still owns the company. He's still running it. So the question is he going to put that in a blind trust when he becomes the congressman? I think the same medicine that Democrats have poured onto Donald Trump should be poured onto this little kid that's running here in Georgia, because that's the same. It's a bigger connection, and it's very very viable connection that Georgia folks ought to be worried about. I'm being a little facetious. It's probably on the up and up, but at the same time, it's still an important fact that I think that the Georgia voters haven't really considered. There's a second fact.
Well, you know, the media. Well, let me jump in here, because the media has no time to discuss such things while they're doing backflips and cartwheels celebrating the exit of O'Reilly, and I mean that. That was the lead story on CNN today, you know, as they're celebrating, and MSNBC, as they're all jumping for joy because they might actually be able to compete in cable news for ratings for once, for the first time in 15 years. Everything else be damned. Bill O'Reilly's gone. You know, the Wicked Witch is dead. Yay, and they're all dancing around the campfire. I'm not kidding you. It's bizarre, but...
I know. I know, and I would say to that, and I'm going to make a prediction, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to make it. I bet without missing a beat, Tucker Carlson continues to slaughter them, because there is no one who deserves that job if anyone's going to get it other than him.
I agree with you there.
Good.
I think Tucker Carlson
good,
is going to slaughter.
He's going to surprise them.
Yeah.
When he takes that slot, as he did with Megyn Kelly. He's more than bested her ratings. So,
well, he beat her ratings, but here's the other thing. Bill O'Reilly, here's where your problem lies. Bill O'Reilly will be back, and it won't be that long. It just depends on which small No Name Network today picks him up. Nobody's going to let that ratings monster sit out in the pasture. There's no way. You know, he's got how many best-selling books?
It's interesting, Steve. I ran a Twitter poll yesterday, and 57 or 60% of the people on the poll, it's not scientific, thought he'd never be back. No one would pick him up.
Absolutely coming back.
He never touched a woman. He didn't. All it was verbal stuff. It's guy talk. It was inappropriate. I get that. But this
alleged
thing with Fox News is about Sky News. They want to close the deal on Sky News in Britain. They're worried about how the regulators are going to look at this. This isn't about Bill O'Reilly and what he did.
It's about business. I get that. And it's also about Rupert Murdoch being 86 and his kids running the company now, which I find a little bit disconcerting because they ran, Ailes down the road. Megyn Kelly followed. Now Bill O'Reilly. It's three hits in a short period of time. But Bill O'Reilly had impact on things like the Georgia 6th, like the presidential election. He has influence. He's not going to sit out in the pasture. So I just disagree with that. I think that he'll be back somewhere, and it won't be very long.
Yeah, I wonder if it'll be at the Blaze or at Newsmax. I think this is Glenn Beck's moment. He struggled to get the Blaze on national attention, and they have something of a relationship. So I wonder, I'm Glenn Beck. I'm going to go all in on this one and see if I can't get my network off the ground with Bill O'Reilly.
No question. If the Blaze can get O'Reilly,
like that.
If the Blaze can get O'Reilly, the Blaze becomes a network. It has been a, you know, kind of a secondary half thought, you know, this and that. And they run radio programs. I think you're on it. And I've said since yesterday, if they can work a deal, it'll be a blockbuster. Anyhow, Brian, I got to run, but I greatly appreciate it. We'll be checking back, of course, with you on the 6th and everything else is going on. Good luck in Atlanta.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
And I am sorry about the Falcons still, just so we're clear on that. Okay.
Me too.
All right, Brian. Thank you so much. It's Brian Crabtree, regular contributor here on the program. Seems like he's still a little bit upset about that whole Falcons thing. Wouldn't you be? Good Lord. And by the way, Tom Brady didn't even show up at the White House yesterday. Everybody else did. Gronkowski came out to help Sean Spicer out at the podium during the press briefing. If you missed, it was kind of cute. It's 52 after on this Thursday. I'm glad you stopped in. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.